Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is an interview of Stella C. Lewis on April 24th, 1982, by Munson Kwok. The location is San Luis Obispo in Mrs. Lewis's Lincoln Street home. This is the continuation tape, tape number 4.
Well,
I'm interested now in your historical society interests. You folks do so much work on the local history and everything. How about telling me something about that?
Well, let's begin with the museum.
Okay.
You know, that museum was a library, Carnegie Library. He donated that building. He had the building built for a library and gave it to the city. The stones in that library came from Bishop Peak. They brought it in and built it. Well,
this is back when?
This is way back, long years and years ago. I can't remember when it was. Well, anyway, the library outgrew it, you know. So they built a new library and they moved the library up there, and what to do with this building. So they were going to turn the building into some city offices. Well, there was a friend of ours who was interested in historical stuff. I'll tell you how the whole historical thing started for sure. Well, anyway, she and Young got together, see, and she tried to get this building to, well, they were looking for a place to house this historical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she couldn't get anywhere. She went to the city council, she went to the mayor. So she told Young, she said, gee, I can't do nothing about it. That'd be a perfect museum. But she says, I can't get anywhere with them, so.
Was it still being used as a library at this time?
No, they had moved out. It was
empty.
So then Young took it over, see. So then he went over to the city council, and he convinced them that would make a better museum than it would city offices. And so finally, he persuaded them to let the Historical Society use them for $1 a year. So if it wasn't for him, they never would have had it, see. They never would have gotten it because he's the one that talked them into it.
Why was he so interested in history?
Because we had, I'll tell you from the very beginning how he got interested.
Sure.
We had a celebration. I don't know, it was centennial or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And they had picked up a lot of stuff. He was in charge. He and this Luann organized this thing, see.
Mm-hmm.
And Young was in charge of the exhibits
mm-hmm.
for this celebration.
Mm-hmm.
So they collected a lot of old stuff, and they had just built this big a telephone building, and the whole basement was empty.
Mm-hmm.
It was empty. So they put a big exhibit down there of old artifacts and old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The governor was here and made a speech and all that kind of stuff. So somebody said, well, gee, what do we really need is a museum. Look at all this stuff we've got,
mm-hmm.
you know, to have an exhibit. So they put a slip out there by the door and says, if you're interested, and Pop made a sign, see, if you're interested in a county museum, please sign here, see. So, gee, they got about 400 or 500 names. So then they started looking for a place, and that's when they decided, you know, thought about this. It's a perfect place for it. Well, that's how the Historical Society started.
Because of the...
Yeah, because of this exhibit Young put up.
I think I read somewhere that was at least over 25 years ago. Is that about right?
Yeah, I guess something like that. Yeah. Easy. Well...
So you're practically the founders of that, too.
Hmm?
You're practically the founders of that Historical Society, too.
Yeah. So he and this Luann were the really the ones that started it.
You remember Luann's last name? Or?
Oh, I forgot. Now, she's passed away. No,
oh,
I
see.
Can't remember what her name is now. Offhand, it's right on the tip of my tongue, but I can't say.
Well, that's all right. I'm sure it's in record somewhere, you know,
and,
being a historian.
And she was the first president.
Uh-huh.
And then later on, Young was president for 1 year.
Uh-huh.
But you know, all these meetings were dull, see.
all right.
Somebody would get up and say, they have this woman in charge of the museum. She'd get up and say, well, so-and-so gave such and such a thing, and we had so many visitors.
Uh-huh.
Okay, then another gal would get up and she'd say something about just about as uninteresting. It all went on like that.
Uh-huh.
So when Young went into as president, he said, well, gee, let's change it. Let's just have fun. So
didn't you ever have speakers in the old days?
Well,
like that?
They had speakers, but they weren't. They were kind of
pretty bad.
Yeah, too dry. See, so we decided that we would have it just for the fun of it. You know, just to try to give him something.
Sure.
And he transacted his business not at the meetings, but among the board of directors. See, they did the business because. When they had all these people here, then they conducted the business, which they people didn't really care about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What the board of directors did, people didn't say nothing. So they had enrolled about 150 people.
Mm-hmm.
So then when Young took over, we started getting darn good programs, see, very interesting programs. And we had celebrities like what's his name? A director, famous director. We had him one time. We had what's her name? Oh, I can't remember.
My mind
is kind of a blank. But
you
anyway,
able to get the
movie personalities, see, old-time movies. And we one program, we had old slapsticks movies long, long years ago and stuff like that. And we went to interesting places that a lot of people had never been there before.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time we got halfway through the year, you know, that membership had jumped to over 500 people.
From about 150?
Because everybody wanted to come and see. It got so interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Oh, and they wanted him to do it another year, and I wouldn't let him do it. I said, no, 1 year's enough.
Yeah. Why is that? Too much work?
Oh, it's too much, too.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah,
it
was a lot.
Yeah.
1 year was fine. I said, just leave them like that. Leave them wishing that you had another year.
Yeah. But the Historical Society here and that sense of history around this community has become very large, I guess, mostly because of that kind of effort.
It kept growing and growing. Yeah.
It's a tremendous impact in this community.
And then, you know, we have an old adobe that belongs to the Historical Society, a Dalla Day adobe. I don't know if you heard of it or not.
Yes, I think we were able to see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We got that for them too, see,
uh-huh.
at the museum. This Paul Dalladay was the same about Young's age.
Oh.
And they knew each other ever since they were little kids.
I see.
And so he was the last living Dalladay. He was the last one. So he was pretty old. So we said, gee, that should be, he has no one to leave it to. That should really be, go to the Historical Society. So Luann had thought about that too, see. Uh-huh. So she had talked with Paul, and Paul wouldn't pay any attention to her. He was kind of an eccentric, you know, kind mm-hmm. of odd sort. But, and so we went to work on him. And we'd go over and see him all the time and talk with him. And he loved lemon pie and strawberry jam. So we buttered him up with lemon pie and strawberry jam and talked and talked and talked. And he had already made out his will mm-hmm. and given it to somebody else.
Yeah.
Given it to a friend, see, who was loaded with money. All he would do would just sell it when he got it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do him any good. So, gee, we talked and worked on him for a long time until finally he consented to it. But he said that, but what he was afraid of was that if he had turned it over to someone, that they would throw him out, you know, and he wouldn't let him live there.
Yes.
And so then finally, he told us, see, this thing. He told Young, he said, well, I'll trust you. And he said, I'll give it to you. And when I die, you give it to the society.
Uh-huh.
So then we went to the lawyer and had everything all drawn up according to Paul, you know. So that's the way they did it. Paul gave it to Young. And then when he died, Young gave it to the museum.
Oh.
So that's how they got it.
Yeah, wonderful thing. And it's under restoration now, yeah. Isn't it?
Oh, yeah. They're doing a lot of work on it. But they never would have had it if it hadn't been for us.
I'd like to ask you, too, about the Chinese Historical Society in San Francisco. How did you folks get involved with that?
Well, I don't know how we started getting involved.
How'd you even hear about it?
I don't know how it happened. I think we got acquainted with some of them. I just don't remember how it happened, but yeah. It was about 15 some odd years ago.
That's about how yeah. old they are, you know. They're not much older than that.
I don't remember who it was that got us started,
yeah.
But we started going there, and we'd been going every year. Just as last year, we missed it because the kids here had their dinner at the same night
yeah.
as up there. And, of course, here we had to stay here.
Yeah.
Do you know that Chuck Chan up in San Francisco?
Not personally,
I guess you don't know him.
No.
He's my first cousin.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh.
His father and my father
Must
came
be
from
brothers.
The same family.
Yeah.
They're closely related.
Yeah. When would you say that you, looking at the Louis family, started to be interested in it as family history?
Which family?
The Louis family. You know, Young's family.
Oh.
You know, there's a lot of history about it now, and a lot of people studying it.
Mm.
When did that kind of feeling or sense of it start going, or was it always with you?
I don't really know.
Yeah. Because somewhere along the line in Young's mind, or maybe yours, or together, you said this family is worthwhile people about.
Yeah,
know,
I guess we
all
never,
the achievements
yeah,
and everything.
We never gave it a thought, I don't think.
It kind of just comes out.
Yeah, just other people ask, you know.
Yeah.
But come right down to it, we never gave it much of a thought.
Yeah.
It didn't mean much to us.
You're quite willing to talk to about it with other people, though.
Yeah, I guess so.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Any comments you would like to make that I haven't?
No, I don't have much to
say.
Much.
Well, you've been very, very fine. I can. I think for this segment, I certainly thank you very much for spending the time. Do you folks belong to any Chinese organizations besides the Chinese Historical Society?
Well, we belong to the north one, belong to the south one, and locally we belong to the, what do they call it? The most of them are the business and the professors at Poly.
They have a Chinese club?
All Chinese have formed an association, and we belong to that. They invited us to belong to that.
Yeah. But you don't belong to any family associations or things like that?
No, we don't belong to any.
Yeah. You were saying just a minute ago, I think so I'll put it on here, that I guess because Young's father is such a pioneer is what started you folks doing history.
Well, that's probably the only reason
that's the main
people
drive,
are interested in him, see, because his father was a pioneer.
Well, I think you two folks are interesting people, too. I don't completely agree with that.